Now to an issue that is affecting quite a lot of people, and particularly people, I suppose, in retirement. An estimated 440 households in the county remain in mortgage arrears of over 12 months, many dating back to the financial crisis of 2008-2010. But behind these figures is an issue to do with older people. With me on the line is Stephen Curtis, the CEO of Irish Homes. Stephen, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you? And morning to all your listeners.
Thanks for talking to me this morning. Tell me about the mortgage arrears in those over 60 and between 60 and 75 in particular.
So, yeah, I suppose it seems strange to be talking still about the crash of 2008 and that there are still people affected from the crash in 2008. But there is a cohort of people, and we estimate around 440 households in Kerry are impacted by this, that for one reason or another have not been able to resolve their mortgage arrears problems over that very long period of time, often due to ill health, or relationship breakdown, or sometimes a combination of both of those things, means that they've just never been able to get back on track. And they're now, what we're increasingly seeing is that the people that are impacted by mortgage arrears, they might have been, you know, in their late 30s and early 40s in 2008. And now when we get to 2026, actually they're coming into their late 50s, 60s, and even into their 70s. And these are people that are in a very, very vulnerable position. They're not in a position, are not able to restructure their mortgage. They just simply either don't have the time or the income to do it. And for which, solutions are needed that, I suppose, gives them some certainty about where they're going to live as they enter into and continue their retirement.
And is that in part because they can't restructure? Is it anything to do with their age, that banks won't look at them in terms of lending to them to restructure the other loans they have with their mortgage, if that is the case?
Yeah, so it's really a function of a bit of both. Often you've got we see people, and people that enter the mortgage to rent scheme with ourselves, that they might have been self-employed, or they lost their job, or there was maybe two incomes in the household and that's now down to one, and they simply don't have the income to restructure their loans. But the other side of that is that you might have people that are, you know, they're working today, but in 3 years' time they're going to be retired and their income is going to drop because they won't be working anymore. They'll reach retirement age and they're not able to restructure their mortgage, or they're already in retirement and that income drop has already taken effect and they weren't able to restructure their mortgage prior to this and they definitely won't be able to do it now. And what we're seeing is that it's a real challenge that's not affecting people in their maybe 30s and 40s that would have that 20, 25, 30 years onto retirement, but really it's impacting heavily on people that are at retirement.
Yeah, and that is a key part. So what are their options? Are there any to get out of this trouble?
One of the schemes that the government brought in, and it's been around now since 2012, but it's been revamped and rebooted recently, is the mortgage to rent scheme. And what mortgage to rent does is it allows people transfer from owning their home to becoming a tenant of their local authority. We operate the scheme. We're one of the major operators of the scheme. We did the most cases of anybody last year. And what it does is it says to that person, look, you're not going to be able to afford to repay this loan here. And everybody recognises that and everyone says, but what we want to do is make sure that you have somewhere secure to live. And the mortgage to rent scheme allows them to transfer the ownership of the home. We purchase the house. We enter into a tenancy agreement, a long-term tenancy agreement with Kerry County Council. And then the person in the house becomes a tenant of Kerry County Council. And that's very, very important, because if something happens to us or if something happens to our company, well, the lease with Kerry County Council survives and they have security that they can stay in their home in the long term. And it represents a solution that we're increasingly seeing what would have been used in the past by probably a younger cohort of people, but it's now that older cohort of people that are saying, I understand the situation is that I won't be able to pay off the loan here on this property, but what I just want to do is just stay living in the place. And what we do is we take on the property, we do renovation works to the property to bring it up to the required minimum rental standards. And as you can imagine, if people haven't been able to pay their mortgage, they probably haven't been able to pay for repairs and maintenance and things like that on the property, and give them a good standard, secure place to live into their retirement.
Yeah, and that is it the only option aside from, you know, going down another road or staying in arrears and trying to battle it that way, Stephen?
I think every individual case is different, to be honest. And what we generally say to people is, look, get financial advice, go to MABS, go to a personal insolvency practitioner, get some financial advice in relation to your individual situation. Nobody's the same and everyone's situation is different. But what we're increasingly seeing is that for that older cohort of people, you know, the restructuring options of extending the term of the loan or, you know, reducing the payments and spreading things out a bit, that just doesn't exist for people that are into their 60s and even into their 70s. And equally, even if that was to work, we find that people, they say, well, I'm 63 now, I'm going to be retired in 3 years' time. And that they're not going to be able to then sustain a restructure after that.
Yeah,
but what Mortgage to Rent does is it gives them that secure place to live.
Yeah. What do they do if they want to get involved or explore the option, Stephen?
So there's a couple of things they can do. They can contact their local MABS organisation. There's a couple of MABS in Kerry that are excellent. Or they can visit our website, mortgagetorent.com. It's very simple. That sets out all of the details of the scheme and we can talk to them and take them through it from there.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for talking about that and making us aware of it. That is Stephen Curtis, their CEO of Irish Homes, talking about the people in mortgage arrears and people particularly being affected between the ages of 60 and 75. An option there to look at, another option. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.